Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
While ago, I think about a month or month and a half, there was a good news. The water group is being formed, right? What was behind it? Where is the necessity?
Well, I think the necessity has always been there. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, the water group has been working for the past year and a half or so. Yeah. The TDC requested a group to be formed in 2015. Mm-hmm. And a group of people came together. And one of the things I really like is that they stayed very quiet in their first couple of years, you know? They really tried to work out their differences and smooth the way toward a harmonious beginning before sort of announcing themselves to the Oroville community, which I really like. I really respect it. I came in later, so I learned that a bit. They've been thus far advising the TDC, and they're working to put together now a water management strategy for the city, and recognizing, of course, that they're not the first nor the last people working on water. How many people over how many years?
That's the essence of life, you know?
Of course, critical. And this place, I mean, I'm sure you know the history of water and on this plateau, it's tremendous. And there have been multiple attempts also to put together strategies. Many look at it from a different angle. What we're trying to do is put together an integrated strategy for water management. And so it means literally bringing in people, all different kinds of stakeholders, and really trying to get the community.
I wanted to ask, since you said that's to working on then differences, that means there are people from different walks of life, working in it. No?
Exactly, yeah. We're definitely not all, we don't claim to be experts. There are some people on there who've been working with water for as long as they've been in Oroville, for instance. And other people, artists or communicators or educators or just all different kinds of people, geographers. And it really does take all types also, you know, because as you
the
said.
Different aspects.
Yeah, it's the essence of life and we're all impacted. So we all have input, you know, which is great. I really respect that. And we're really brainstorming and trying to get the community involved as much as possible. So.
Yeah, recently you announced a set of questions or requests from the community. Can you repeat them maybe again? The water group ask us how we do see the water group. What do they, what the community expect from you, right?
Right. We had talked about also when we introduced the water group, we threw out that question that we really wanted to sink into people. What is it to live in a water-sensitive city? And this, I love these key words because it really strikes the heart instead of the head, in my opinion. What is it to be water sensitive in your own life? What is it to even manage water in your own existence, in your kitchen, in your bathroom, where we use water, in your gardens, right? Because as soon as you begin to, I think, shine a light on your own lifestyle, then you can begin to look at the community level, at the bioregion, and then, you know, the greater.
So it's in the same style as think global but like act local, no?
Exactly, exactly.
You start with you and then...
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for. I guess I actually hadn't really thought of it like that. Yes, I mean, that's essentially what it is because it's such a personal thing. We don't want people to feel as if there's an external group. Oh, we don't have to worry about water because those people are doing it. No, we all have to take responsibility for our water.
Sometimes we do forget that some commodities are not, shouldn't be taken for granted, yeah? And if we have a group, that we should stop thinking about it, right?
Exactly. And
that
in fact,
if it's a water group, okay, they will take care.
Right.
The water will come miraculously.
We want to be the opposite. We want to be, oh, there's a water group. That's going to inspire me as an individual to do more about water, to do my part as a water sensitive, in a water sensitive city. We're not sure yet how that's going to work, but we want to create enough enthusiasm and excitement and a notion of abundance rather than scarcity. We want to increase the water literacy of the city so that people can talk about water and know what our current situation is begin to innovate solutions.
But my children, somehow, through the schools, things do come true somehow because my children, you know, they won't allow me to flush the toilet if I just pee.
Yeah, good.
There's no water, mom. What are you doing?
Yeah, and I think children are really tremendous. Yeah, they're super aware. I remember doing the same thing as a kid, and I somehow even lost that as an adult, you know, where, like, it didn't get as strong. But I think kids and the educational component is a huge aspect.
So you're probably gonna add another subject maybe to the schools?
In my dreams, I personally identify as an environmental educator, so I would love to create a water program. I've been so inspired by the work of Wasteless and what they're doing for waste in the schools and schools outside.
Carbology, that was phenomenal.
It's tremendous. Yeah, it's absolutely inspiring. And why couldn't we have something, along similar lines? In water, it'd be great. But that's really far off. We've really just begun, and we're just going slow, but we're really trying to keep a pace and at least establishing some guidelines and ways that we want to move as a city in terms of water.
The 22nd of March is the World Water Day, right?
Yes.
Established by whom? UNESCO, UNICEF, or
somebody? I believe it's a UNESCO thing. I should look that up. Yeah.
As usual?
Yeah.
And you announced the photo contest, yeah?
So the photo contest is one of our first steps to get the community involved. Yeah, to grow awareness. Also, it came from a very hopefully not selfish, but a personal aim, because we do need graphics to establish our website and to establish a presence across the internet. So we're establishing, for instance, we're creating a website that hopes to be a resource for Oroville too. So if you have a leaky faucet, it'll have a list of people you can call. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we needed images and we wanted to get people involved, wanting to get people involved. So,
but that's a hard topic, no?
Yes, that's the
fun. I was thinking about it. There's no river. You could say, okay, that's our river. There's nothing like that. We don't have empty aquifers. How you can depict it? How you can do that?
I know.
It's not easy, no?
In fact, we've had people write us and say, I'm intrigued, but I have no idea what you want. And that challenge is what we enjoy. We want to push people. What is the essence of water in Oroville? Is it a crop? Is it a fountain at Machamantia? Is it Veragu?
Windmill?
Is it a windmill? These are all great questions. Is it the ocean? Is it Kalevali tank, swamp rather?
Or the local women who are carrying the water from the nearby tank?
Absolutely.
Or fountain or whatever.
I think all of these images are excellent.
A monsoon?
Pictures of monsoon. So the question is, how is, and we really tried to leave it open, essence of water in Oroville, how is this going to be? How do you want to capture it? And then sending those photos in. And it's open to everyone, professionals, amateurs, everyone can
submit.
And
the requirements, it has to be in JPEG or something, no?
Exactly. A few different formats, JPEG, GIF, and PNG.
Mm-hmm. Size?
And size we actually kept open. We can resize. We didn't want to really limit that much. We just want people to send in. Mm-hmm. Thus far, we've had 11 entries, which is really, we're excited about.
11?
Yeah, which for us is great,
Come on.
I think that's fantastic, but we're hoping
for
more.
There's so many people who are taking pictures. Almost everybody got phones now, so it's...
It's true. Anybody could send in a mobile image, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'll see if more come in, but we're happy with what we've received so far.
The deadline is 15th of March, no?
15th of March, so that we have a week for the judges...
To choose.
To choose. And then that image will be given, it'll be used across all of our social media and our website with full appreciation for the photographer.
So all the credits go to the photographer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's hope that some young kid will send something phenomenal.
No bias. I'm not going to be on the judging committee, most likely.
You just want to see it.
Yeah, so it's exciting.
Yeah.
Thus far, it's generated some enthusiasm, which is the point.
If you would take a picture, what would you do?
Oh, that's a good question.
Did you think about it? Maybe you guys can also participate
submit.
In the... Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. I personally get a very special feeling inside when you smell the earth after the monsoon. Smell of rain? Like when the earth has been...
The earth is smelling,
That tremendous smell. I would try to do
You cannot capture that.
No, I know. I would try to find an image that captures that smell after monsoon. That's all I can say.
Wow.
But because for me, when I think of water and oil...
four dimensions, no? Three dimensions.
Well, I'm probably not going to enter the contest. I'm just organizing.
But But that's a good thought, yeah.
For me, that monsoon is so special here. And when it rains, like even the other day when it rained,
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, it was spectacular.
But it was not much. It was just sprinkling.
True. But at this point, especially after last season's failed monsoon,
yeah.
I'm appreciative for any rain we get.
It's true. But the year before, we had overflowed tanks.
Exactly, yeah. So it's been an interesting couple of past years, and
up and down,
yeah.
Well, we can hope for the next spring monsoon that something will come down on us.
Such an interesting job in terms of communication, mm-hmm. around how to communicate. You asked the scientific aspect. People are now, we have people in the field collecting information on the bore wells, mm-hmm. how to connect that and relate that back to the community. We want to keep an open line of communication so that we relay information that we receive about water levels and rainfall and whatnot.
I'm updated by Charlie from Evergreen.
Great.
On the rainfall, and I find it really useful because then I have a clue, okay, how much last year was a really terrible deficit on the whole line.
Yeah.
And it's prompt, it's accurate.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. There are a few different rain gauges in Oroville.
Yeah, I know. And the funny thing that we also have really different microclimates, because what's happening in Evergreen, it's not the same in maybe Discipline, or in Fertile.
One of our goals in the water group is to create this website that has an interactive space that you can go in and click and look at the different rain gauges and weather stations and see the information that's coming out of them. So it's coming together, and it excites me, and I'm not even too, into these numbers, but to be able to click in and just click on this little icon of a well and just click on, or a little weather station and click on and see the data right there. And then if you want to pull up data from a certain date range, you can do that as well.
Yeah.
They're working on that right now. It's pretty tremendous.
But that's a pretty demanding task for the web developers, no?
Yeah. They're working with Blue Light, in fact. Mm. So it's a good collaboration.
Cool.
It's super cool.
Sounds really nice.
In
that range, would be also the cyclone announcements, warnings, and stuff like that?
Oh, to be honest, we haven't really talked about that, or I haven't addressed that.
Because years back, we had these mobile alarms.
Yeah.
But last 3 years, nothing there was no necessity, maybe. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably also part of it, no?
Yeah, I think that's a really good suggestion and a good thing to bring up, and I'll ask the water group about it. Which brings me to another point. We are so open to community suggestions. When we introduced the water group, we put our email address in, watergroup@oroville.org.in, and we immediately had emails back. Hey, have you thought about this? Whoa, have you thought about this? And here's an article about what, the Pope is talking about with water. People were really engaged, and it was very encouraging.
That's cool, huh? That's really nice.
So that's just along the same lines. Like your suggestion, I'm taken back there.
We participate when it comes to our core life, no?
Absolutely.
Not on some other level.
Yeah, it's a
but
grand
that's
reality,
life, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't have water, we don't have life. No?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to communicate back to us, like regular things, at least with mails? Charlie is sending me updates on the rainfall, and I really appreciate it.
This is another terrific idea, and I appreciate it. I should feel I should be taking notes right now. That would be wonderful. It would be a tremendous opportunity for us also to communicate in a different forum. Yes, let's discuss that further.
The last time Tom was here, when it was that abundance, that monsoon.
Yes.
With overflowing aquifers.
Right.
And I remember he was talking, even the old air is coming from the bore wells.
Mm-hmm.
That was fascinating to me. I was like, wow.
Tom is incredible. He has so much knowledge, and he's so animated when he tells his stories.
Yeah.
I heard that story just the other day, and I was also.
But it's push your imagination, and then you see the bore well, and the air is coming out because it's too much water coming.
Uh-huh.
It's funny.
It's amazing. No?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate that.
And when we're talking about the water, that's another, I think, a life issue which bothers me a lot.
Mm.
Because we basically do poo in the same water we're drinking, right?
Yeah.
So we're using one aquifer, one underground thing, and amoebas.
Yeah, wouldn't it be tremendous if we had every community hooked up to proper, like a grey water system?
Mm.
And again, I don't speak with much knowledge, but
mm.
even just... I know in other parts of the world where you have, you know, buildings where, yeah, you have such a great system that the water that you're using in your toilet is grey water. It wouldn't be drinkable water, right? It's been
But in
recycled.
The cities, usually they have a drainage which goes to somewhere, and it's either filter or whatever when it go further back into the underground. But here we, the way I see around in most places, we just have septic tanks, which means it goes, the way I go to the toilet, it goes back in and come back up.
So that brings us to another really good point, that there's a wastewater treatment meeting today. Is Orville Radio going to cover that?
At what time?
It's this afternoon. I believe it's at 4 o'clock or 4:30. I can check.
I see.
It's happening in Sayer Conference Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time, and the water group, just to be clear, is not in charge of this. It's a project of the TDC.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the first time, we obviously are interested,
mm-hmm.
First time that Orville has handled its wastewater treatment on a collective level versus the community level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an informational meeting, and it should be really interesting.
Yeah, it should be. Actually, it should be priority, but we have also the funny attitude. This is my community. Nothing should pass by here.
Mm.
And that's something else. Somehow we cannot think about us as a community.
Mm.
The way I see it, each person or each community does see only its own problems.
Mm.
Not that if you have collective wastewater, you might tackle the amoebas, which we all suffering from,
mm.
more or less,
mm.
unless if you're on heavy medications all the time.
Mm. One of the things I think is amazing about water, and you mentioned it before, is its ability to unify, because we have to look at these issues now as a collective. You know, we have to.
Yeah.
It's at that point. So, and I think issues of waste are also very similar. You know, it's a ground reality. We're dealing with it, you know, every day, and we have to look at it together. And that's one of the beauties, I think, also. And so this wastewater treatment system should be interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Should be.
Of course it should be.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I hope to see you in a month or somebody else from the water group.
That'd be tremendous. I'd be happy to set that up.